Welcome to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Conversations that are real, raw, and relevant. Let's get the conversation started now.
Hey, welcome to Necessary Conversations. I'm so excited to have you joining me today. This is episode number 4, and today we're talking about watch the company you keep. Listen, I'm really glad you're here today, and I want to talk about something that affects every single one of us, whether we realize it or not, and that's the company we keep. There's a saying that goes something like this: show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And if we were honest, most of us have seen that play out in real life. The people around us influence how we think, how we talk, how we see ourselves, and what we believe is possible in our lives. Listen, this episode is not about judging people. It's not about cutting everyone off or pretending we're better than someone else. It's about being intentional. It's about protecting your peace, protecting your purpose, and surrounding yourself with people who help you grow instead of keeping you stuck. Today, we're going to talk about why the company you keep matters, the signs that certain relationships might be draining you, and how to build a circle that encourages your growth, your healing, and your purpose. So let's get to it. Whether we admit it or not, human beings are influenced by their environment. Think about it. If you spend time around people who constantly complain, eventually you're going to start noticing more problems than blessings. If you're around people who gossip all the time, before long, gossip becomes normal. If you're around people who have no goals, no vision, no direction, it's very easy to settle into that same mindset. But the opposite is also true. When you're around people who are positive, disciplined, motivated, and even focused, something starts to change inside of you. You begin to think bigger. You begin to believe more is possible. You see, positive energy is contagious. Attitudes are contagious. Mindsets are contagious. And sometimes the reason people feel stuck in life isn't because they lack ability. It's because they're surrounded by people who normalize staying stuck. You can't keep flying with people who are comfortable crawling. Let me say that again. You can't keep flying with people who are comfortable crawling. That doesn't mean you abandon people who are struggling, but it does mean that you have to be honest about influences. Ask yourself, who is influencing my thinking? Who is shaping my habits? Who is speaking into my life? Because whoever has your ear will eventually affect your direction. You know, one of the hardest truths in life is realizing that everyone who started with you will not continue with you. Sometimes people are meant for a season. There are childhood friends who help shape who you are. There are coworkers who were great during certain chapters of your life. There are people who supported you when you needed it the most, and all of that is great. But growth changes things. And sometimes when you start growing mentally, emotionally, spiritually, it exposes the fact that some relationships were built on old versions of you. The version of you that didn't believe you deserved better. The version of you that was afraid to set boundaries. The version of you that was afraid to ask for more. And when you started evolving, some people won't celebrate that growth. Some people will question it. Some people will even mock it. Some will try to pull you back to the version of you that was easier for them to control. And that's where you have to make a decision. Do I shrink to maintain comfort in relationships? Or do I grow, even if that means my circle changes? Can I be honest with you? That's hard. Sometimes that's difficult to answer those questions because the very people that you're comfortable around, you've developed a tolerance for. And unfortunately, they're holding you back. I know these are people that's been in your life for a long time. These are people who you feel are your ride or dies. But growth often comes with loneliness for a season. But temporary loneliness is better than permanent stagnation. I think I better say that again. Temporary loneliness is better than permanent stagnation. I'd rather identify those individuals that are holding me back so that I can grow and develop into the person that God has called me to be than to keep me around and me stay stuck in the low place that I was never designed to be in. Let's talk about some real life signs that people around you may not necessarily be the healthiest influence. First of all, they constantly drain your energy. You leave conversations feeling heavier, weighted down than you arrived. Every interaction is negative, critical, or stressful. Secondly, they mock your goals. When you talk about improving your life, starting something new, pursuing a dream, they laugh it off or tell you that it's unrealistic. You see, healthy friends might challenge you, but they don't belittle your vision. You want somebody that's going to positively critique your vision so that your vision can grow. But you don't want somebody that will negatively critique your vision so that your vision will die. But then number three, they only show up when they need something. You see, real relationships involve mutual care and support. If someone only calls when they need help, when they need money or attention, but disappears when you need encouragement, money or help, that's not a healthy balance. And you need to evaluate those relationships and put them in their proper place. But then number four, they pressure you to stay the same. Sometimes people resist your growth because it forces them to confront their own lack of change. Have you ever heard the expression, misery loves company? When people are miserable in their own lives, they don't desire for you to level up. They don't desire for you to glow up. If your improvement makes someone uncomfortable, that's their work to do, not your reason to shrink. Number five, they normalize destructive habits. Maybe it's constant drama, reckless behavior, or negative thinking. Whatever it is, if it constantly pulls you away from the person you're trying to become, this is not the people that you need to be around. Again, let me say this without fail. This isn't about labeling people as good or bad. We all go through difficult seasons. But you have the responsibility to guard your life and the direction that it's going. You can't blame it on anybody else because you have the responsibility to set up some guardrails around your present and your future to ensure that you're being set up to go in a great direction. Now let's flip the conversation for a second, because the right people in your life can completely change your trajectory. The right friend will remind you of your potential even when you forget. The right mentor will challenge you to rise higher. The right community will celebrate your progress instead of competing with it. The right people don't just tolerate your dreams, they help strengthen them. You see, they tell you the truth when you're wrong, and they tell you the truth when you're right. They support you when you're tired, and they support you when you're energetic. They hold you accountable when you want to quit. And sometimes the most powerful thing someone could ever say to you is that I see more in you than you currently see in yourself. And that kind of encouragement can change your life. So if you have even one person in your life that's positive, that's uplifting you, that's motivating you, value them, appreciate them, and protect that relationship at all costs, because that's a positive influence. And that relationship will help you go to higher heights and help you accomplish all that you need to accomplish. Why? Because it's motivating you. And iron is sharpening iron, and you need that in your life. Before we close, there's an important part of this conversation that we simply cannot ignore. You see, it's easy to talk about the company we keep, but we also have to take an introspective look and ask ourselves, am I good company for somebody else? Am I encouraging? Am I supportive? Am I honest and uplifting? Do I celebrate other people's growth? You see, we shouldn't just look for great people. We should strive to be great people. The energy that we bring into a room affects everyone in it, whether it be good or bad. So be the friend who encourages. Be the voice that speaks life. Be the person who pushes others toward their purposes and their goals, instead of holding them back. You see, when you become that kind of person, you naturally attract others who do the same for you. Well, let me leave you with this thought. Your future isn't determined only by your talent, your education, or your opportunities. It's also shaped by the voices around you, the people who challenge you, encourage you, or who influence your daily mindset. So I want you to take some time to reflect on your circle this week. Protect your peace. Value the people who help you grow. And please don't be afraid to create healthy distance from influences that constantly pull you backward. Because the company you keep today is quietly shaping the life you'll live tomorrow. Hey, listen, thank you so much for spending time with me today. If this episode encouraged you, would you do me a favor? Share it with someone who might need the reminder. Until next time, keep growing, keep believing, and keep surrounding yourself with people who bring out the best in you.
Thank- Thanks for listening to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Follow us on social media at Necessary Conversations Podcast. Join the conversation by leaving a message on our website, NecessaryConversationsPodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you'll be notified every time a new one drops. Now, go have the conversations you need to have with the people you need to have them with.